Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. It's amazing what a little change in the calendar will do to some people. At least, that's the speculation among writers for Britain's Gentleman's Magazine trying to pinpoint the origin of April Fool's Day. In April of 1766, one correspondent speculated that the strange custom prevalent throughout this kingdom of people making fools of one another upon the 1st of April arose from the year formally beginning on the 25th of March, which was supposed to be the incarnation of our Lord. Unfortunately, Britain only changed the start of its calendar year to January 1st in 1752. By this time, April Fool's Day was already a well-established tradition. But perhaps they picked it up from across the channel, where the French had something called an April Fish Day. That got its start in 1564 when France, like Britain, reformed its calendar, moving the start of the year from the end of March to January 1st. Those who failed to keep up with the change, who stubbornly clung to the old calendar system and continued to celebrate the new year during the week that fell between March 25th and April 1st, had jokes played on them. Pranksters would surreptitiously stick paper fish to their backs. The victims of this prank were thus called poison d'avril, or April fish, which to this day remains the French term for April Fools. And so the tradition was born, we think. Unfortunately, references to April Fool's Day can be found as early as the 1500s. However, these early references were infrequent and tended to be somewhat vague and ambiguous anyhow. Indeed, one other famous Brit, Shakespeare, who spent a large chunk of the 16th and early 17th century writing very specifically about fools, never made a mention of April Fool's Day, despite being, as Charles Dickens put it, a writer who, quote, delights in fools in general, unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson wishing you a happy April Fish.